Welcome, moms of all stages. If you've ever thought you were a bad mom, if you have, you're in the right place. I'm Jody, your host. I'm a mom of four, a 20-year educator and behavior specialist, and certified life coach. On this podcast, you'll hear about family life at its best and at its worst, and everywhere in between. We'll talk about mental health and inclusion and other hard topics. But most importantly, we will talk about how you can define good mom on your terms. You can show up as the mom you want to be starting now. Let's get started. Welcome back, moms. Here is our topic this week. I'm excited about this. This one is, it's all around being a hot mess. And I think we all have our own definition of that. But basically, it's when we feel like we just don't have our shit together as a mom, right? I have seen it in my own life on multiple occasions and multiple levels. And I thought, okay, how about if we just talk about this? Let's just talk about how to be less of a hot mess as a mom. Because I think every once in a while, I just need to read this list and remind myself. And so I think that we can start with the first concept about this is, how about we just consider that maybe being a hot mess is not a problem? Okay, let's go there. What if we just think about it as an opinion, right? It's just an opinion. Whether we're having that opinion about ourselves or if someone else is, it's not necessarily even a problem, even if it is someone's opinion. Let me explain. I know that you probably know someone who is a hot mess a lot of the time. I'm just going to give you a second to pull someone up. And I have someone in mind who I would consider that is often a hot mess. And I'll just give you a few examples. They are usually not super talented at keeping their house totally organized and clean. And they also are not consistent with remembering birthdays. They are sometimes running late. They seem to attract like messes or problems or like just chaotic kinds of things. And at the same time, they are so lovable, right? This person that you probably have in mind, like I do, there's still the, like, part of the personality of who they are is because they are a hot mess a lot of the time. And we love them. And they love who they are. They're able to laugh at themselves about it. And they, you know, they just kind of have accepted that this is part of their personality or the way that they kind of navigate the world. And it's all fine. And I think that if we can get to a place where whatever level, I mean, it's just like anything, there's a spectrum, right? So whatever place we are on the spectrum of hot mess as a mom, and I think it's also true that at different stages of our life as a mom, it can change and fluctuate, right? But I think that if we can just like recognize that being a hot mess sometimes does serve us. It's actually not always a bad thing. It doesn't have to be a bad thing at all. And another way that we can be less of a hot mess is if we think about like having your shit together and just, this is for me, I'm just going to share my own personal experience with that. Yes, there are times when I have it all together and I feel like I am like super mom, right? I have dinner figured out. I have a load of laundry coming out of the dryer. I'm folding it when it's still hot instead of having it sit on the floor or not even in the basket because my laundry room's so overloaded. Or I have like a big plan for a holiday or something. And I'm like, okay, I've got all the groceries done. I've already vacuumed the dog hair. I'm like ahead of schedule. And so I know that that's an awesome feeling when we have it. But I also think that having our shit together all the time is kind of overrated. And at least for me, I find that to be really hard to sustain. I know that some people just operate in that mode a lot easier, but for me, it is exhausting to have my shit together every day. And to sustain that on a regular basis is really, really hard. And so I think that owning, like for some of us that are, I guess anybody who's listening to this can relate to being a hot mess. So I think for us that can't even relate to that concept, I think accepting that part of the time we are going to just be a hot mess, and that there's a reason for that, that in the way that we operate and navigate the world, there's something about it that is like part of our balance, part of our ebb and flow through life. And it's okay. It's actually supposed to be that way. Because I really feel that way for myself. I used to for years just beat myself up that I would look at other moms and compare, and I would be like, why, how do they do that? How do they always have their house clean? They have all their bills paid. They have their meal planning done. They look like they take a shower on a daily basis. And I'm thinking, I'm over here not doing any of the above. Or if I do, I do one of the four, not all of them on the same day. And I finally have gotten to a point, and it did take time, you know, through the years, that I was able to accept that part of who I am is to be a hot mess sometimes. And it's just so freeing to just be who you are and to just be okay with that. Now, I will say there are times when I still fall back on, you know, I need to have my shit together. This is an important time. I'm, you know, whatever it is, I definitely still see the value of the times when having my shit together really does pay off. But I also just allow myself to be a hot mess sometimes and love myself through that and let it be okay and laugh at myself. And the other thing that's a benefit of this is that perfectionism is a lie. It is a total lie. Nobody can ever reach the level of perfectionism. And spending so much energy aiming for that puts us into a place that's not, there's a resistance to that, right? Because the world is telling you it's not important to be perfect. Like, stop thinking about that. What you're really trying to do when you're trying to be perfect, I have learned, is you're trying to meet a standard that you think somebody else has for you. But if you just be who you are, then that in itself has a perfection to it. It really does, because this is how we know. When we feel really good about ourselves and we are just in alignment where it feels like, ah, the world is right, right? We can have that feeling even when we're being a hot mess. And that feeling is what is more important than the bad feeling of trying to be perfect and feeling icky and feeling like you're not enough and feeling like you'll never reach it. I mean, that is not the point. That takes us away from being who we are. So the last thing I want to say about being a hot mess is I also feel like there's something about having someone tell you, like when you just, you know, like, let's just picture a hot mess day, right? I don't know. You just don't have your shit together, right? You forgot about an appointment. You show up late somewhere where you're supposed to be. You don't have the expectations met that society has on whatever a good mom expectation is, right? I don't know. Maybe you fed the kids cereal for dinner, or I don't know. They don't match, right? Their clothes don't match. You know, who knows? I can give you plenty of examples of times in my life. And when you're in that moment and somebody says to you, "You're okay, mama," like they look at you eye to eye and totally accept you in the middle of the mess, and there's not a better feeling, because what they're saying is that, yeah, you don't have to be perfect. I see you. I know the struggle. I love you. You're fine. You're accepted. You're approved. And that is the best feeling ever. And so I think that the next time you're feeling like a hot mess and you're beating yourself up about it, you are putting yourself down, you feel ashamed, you feel guilty, whatever the bad feelings are, pull this episode back up. Listen to this episode and remember that you being you, even if you're a hot mess, I don't care if you're a hot mess most of the time. If you are being you, and that includes being a hot mess, then that's all you have to be. Just be you, love who you are, accept that, and life will be good. I promise. It'll be so, so much better. That is what I have for you this week on how to be less of a hot mess as a mom. And I am going out of town for 2 different trips in the next couple of weeks. So I will be back. I will be back next week with a pre-recorded interview that I did. And then I will come back the following week and tell you about my trips, where one of them is kind of a seminar business related one. And one of them is just a girl's trip away. And I am so excited about both of them. And I encourage you, if you can steal away, I highly recommend that you do. And I will be back next week. If you like this podcast, please rate and review so we can spread the word to other moms who are going through the same thing. You can also find me over on Instagram. You'll find links to my website there, information about my coaching program, and free resources. Thank you again for joining me. Have a great week, and please rate and review.